This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Hey, folks, it's Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the host of Job Search Radio, and welcome. This is episode 336 of the show, and it is focused on helping you negotiate your job offer better. It's what I call the second easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself. And if you look at the show notes, there's a link to the first. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. You know, I want to help you perform well and get the most money that you can. And if you like the show, please give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people find it. Now, let's get going, okay? Let's assume you've tried my easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself, and they basically say no. So at that point, you reveal the fact that you, by the way, just to do a quick review, the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary is to start by saying, wow, that's a pretty good offer. I'd like to think about it for a little bit. Now, in their mind, they start getting nervous. And you then say, you're basically trying to get them to do, quote, a touch better. There's a detailed presentation at the video. So go over to on YouTube. I'll have a link in the notes for this video. So watch that one. Then if that doesn't work, you try this plan. So the second easiest way is, let's say they say, no, this is it. Well, if you do, this is when you reveal that you have another offer. If you don't, and you turn this down anyway, then you talk about having another offer because you got nothing to lose. And if you got nothing, it's up to you as to whether or not you want to bluff. Now, bluffing, if this isn't good enough for you, no loss. Bluffing, if you would take the offer, can risk them saying, okay, take the other offer. And then they go away and you look like a fool. So, the second easiest way is revealing that you have another offer. It's for X number of dollars. You prefer their job to that one. Why do you do that? Why do you like, can't you be flexible? The other one's a good job with a good firm too, but at the end of the day, when I go to the bank, they want me to have enough money to live on. They don't want me going into debt. So the result winds up being I do have to take money into consideration. Theirs is about $7,500 more than yours. So could you at least match that one or whatever the number is? And often they're going to make it seem like it's a big deal. This is so hard. The earth is going to end. We have to get the okay from this one, that one. Okay, that's great. How long do you think that'll take? Because the other firm wants a decision by, and you tell them 2 days out. They've been waiting patiently. They understand that I had an interest in this job, but they're starting to put pressure on me. I have it stalled off for 2 more days. So, or whatever the truth is there. When do you believe you can get back to me? Because if I don't have a decision in 2 days, I am going to take the other offer. So what that does is it turns everything around so it's no longer on you and it's on them. And if they match that number or match the number that you've told them you would accept, whatever it is, you may say it's $7,500 more, but I'd be willing to do it for $5,000 more because I think your position will do more for me. Again, you get the idea. The second best way is revealing the other offer at just the right moment. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one is if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. And in the subject line, put the word coaching there. Coaching. And I'll get back to you. We'll set up a time for a preliminary conversation. My work is geared to those at a manager level and above, so take that into consideration. I haven't made exceptions for others, though. Next,
If you're not at a manager level or above, the best way is through JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I have curated information from around the web that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Plus, I take questions from people as part of your membership at the site. Again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. If you only want to ask me questions, email me and make payment to thebiggamehunter@gmail.com. You make the payment through PayPal to that address, thebiggamehunter@gmail.com, and then forward the question to me. I'll donate a portion of that to charity, and thus you're helping others as well. Last things I want to mention, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. And like me on Facebook. You can like the shows on Facebook. That's Job Search Radio on Facebook. And in addition, you can like Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. Give me 5 stars on both. Leave a great comment. It helps other people discover the show. See you tomorrow.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.